Imagine a world with Christ as reigning king. What would that be like? What do you see? Perhaps you imagine grand palace, powerful armies keeping perfect order, or a throne room filled with gold and precious stones. Maybe you see a world where everyone follows the rules, where justice is swift and certain, where the king's word is law and no one dares to question it. Today we stand at a remarkable place in our church year. So today I wear this white stole and also Lori changed this one to white one. So usually when I wear white one, it means today is something special. So usually I wear this white stole, Easter and Christmas, or today the King, the Christ, the King Sunday. Very few weeks I wear this white one. Today, this is the last Sunday of a lectionary calendar. You know lectionary? Jackie, you know that? Lectionary? Yes. A journey that has taken us through the entire story of Jesus and also their story of the disciples. We began last December, lectionary year C, with the birth of a baby in Bethlehem. We have walked with Jesus through his ministry, witnessed his teachings, stood at the foot of his cross, and celebrated his resurrection, and listened to the disciples' journey too. Now we arrive at the end. And the end is also a beginning. We celebrate today Christ the King, the reign of Christ. And next week, we will start again with lectionary year A, returning once more to await the coming of our Lord. So, but what kind of king is this Christ we celebrate today? What kind of kingdom does he rule? The prophet Jeremiah painted a beautiful picture for us. He promised that God would raise up a righteous king, one who would rule wisely and do what is just and right. Under this king's reign, people would be saved and live in safety. It sounds wonderful, doesn't it? A wise ruler be bringing justice and peace, exactly the kind of king we might hope for. But then, we turn to Luke's gospel and something seems terribly wrong. We find Jesus on a hill called Golgotha, the place of the skull. Our king is not sitting on a throne, but hanging on a cross. He's not surrounded by loyal servants, but flanked by criminals. He wears no golden crown, but a crown of thorns pressed into his bleeding head. The soldiers mock him. The leaders sneer at him. Even one of the criminals beside him hurls insults. "If you are really the king," they say, "save yourself. Come down from the cross." This is not the picture of kingship that Jeremiah described. This is not what we imagined when we thought. Yet in this moment of weakness and suffering, something extraordinary happens. One criminal recognizes who Jesus really is. "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom," he says. And Jesus responds with kingly authority, "Today you will be with me in paradise." Even while dying, even in his darkest hour, Jesus is saving a lost soul. Even here, the King is building his kingdom, one heart at a time. And Apostle Paul helps us understand this mystery in his letter to the Colossians. He writes that through Jesus, God was pleased to reconcile all things to himself, making peace through the blood of the cross. The kingdom of Christ is not built through power and force, but through sacrifice and love. Peace comes not from armies and weapons, but from the cross. So what does Christ's kingdom really look like? It is a kingdom where the last are first, and first are last. Where the poor are blessed, and the meek inherit the earth. Where enemies are loved, and prayers are said for those who hurt us. Where a dying criminal can find salvation in his final moments. Where a crucified man is the King of glory. This is the kingdom we are called to build, not by conquering the world, not by forcing everyone to believe as we believe, not by making Christianity the dominant power that rules over all other religions and cultures. No, the kingdom of God is something far more beautiful and far more difficult. So we build this kingdom by loving as Jesus loved, by sacrificing as Jesus sacrificed, by forgiving as Jesus forgave, even from the cross. We build it when we welcome the stranger, feed the hungry, visit the prisoner, and care for the sick. We build it when we choose peace over violence, reconciliation over revenge, and love over hate. God's kingdom is a place where all the beautiful diversity of this world, all peoples, all cultures, and all nations can be brought together in harmony through Christ's love. It is not about one group dominating another. It is about everyone being reconciled to God and to each other through the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross. This is the kingdom that Jesus came to establish. This is why he preached good news, why he died on that cross, why he rose from the dead. Not to sit on an earthly throne, but to transform hearts. Not to rule with an iron fist, but to reign through sacrificial love. As we celebrate Christ the King today, we recommit ourselves to this vision. We pray that our lives and our church will show the world what God's kingdom looks like. We pray that through us, the peace and harmony of Christ's reign will be made visible in our community and beyond. So I ask you again, imagine a world with Christ as its reigning king. What would that be like? It would look like a cross. It would sound like forgiveness. It would feel like love that gives everything, even life itself, for others. That is our King. That is our kingdom. May we live as faithful citizens of that kingdom every day. Amen. Let us pray. Gracious God, as we celebrate Christ, our King, help us to build your kingdom of peace and love in this world. Give us courage to follow Jesus, who reigned from a cross and conquered through sacrifice. May our lives reflect your reconciling love to all people. Guide us as we begin a new church year, ready to walk again with Christ. In Jesus' name, we pray.
Amen.